Hello?
Congressman Boggs on 4.
You still marrying people? My God, that's the best wedding I ever saw. I tell you, the Jews looked to me like he put a little icing on that cake there, and he got those women straightened out. You Catholics put your foot right down on their neck and held it and just said, you just the rest of your life, you eat the second table. But that Jew came along and he said, well, for every tear she sheds, why, it's gold. Say, Hale, I just...
Oh, we're really ecumenical, aren't we?
Oh, you betcha.
You and I tied them all up together.
Oh, she was beautiful, and it was a lovely ceremony, and just right. And I wish to Lucy to gotten old Father Boggs. By gosh, we wouldn't have had an hour and a half there.
Let me tell you something. As long as that guy lives, she'll know that the United States came that way. That's great.
Well, it got me screwed up all over the country, but I limited to the cabinet first, and then I just couldn't. I didn't go to Russell Long's, and I wouldn't go to Vicky's, my own secretary. And I started, but then I the other night, I just couldn't. That poor little Lindy had been on everything, and I told Lady Bird, I said, remember old Hale's voice when he landed in New Orleans that night? That's something I don't ever forget. Hale, I've got to... And that Tommy, every time West Virginia, they want him to go to California to help Bird. Now, Hale, I called you on this employee thing. I sent the veto up tonight. If every company in America did the same thing for employees, we'd add $3 billion to inflation. Now, I'll raise the insurance from 20 to 30, and I'll pass the bill that the House passed originally. The House passed the bill, and it's a good bill, and it's in the budget, $12 million. Got the Senate. They just, without any debate at all, didn't have word debate, they just added another $80 million on it. It's $90 million, and it covers 2.5 million employees, and they raised it to 40,000.
Yeah.
And a fellow in Louisiana that's got a 2,500 insurance policy, he wouldn't think he, as congressman, election year, ought to raise his insurance to 40,000 6 weeks before the election. I don't believe many congressmen got a little sense. Now, Jerry Ford said he'd oppose it with all of his might. He tried to sustain the veto, and he tried to get it back to the committee. He's leaving, he said, go to Missouri.
Well, look, Mr. Brennan, I tell you what you got to do to help me. McCormick's away. I've got Dominic coming back here tomorrow to... I've got the motion all set to send it back to the committee, because we got to sustain the motion, as you know. And Albert's out there in the hospital. Now, what I need is somebody, Dave Bond or Henry Hall Wilson or Larry O'Brien, somebody, to bring me these facts and figures, because I'm going to have to carry this fight myself.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I've got it. I've got it in the veto message, and they'll get up there with you early.
I have a speech that I can make on the floor.
All right, we'll get you one. We'll get you a good one.
And I'm convinced that we can sustain you.
Yeah, well,
if we can't sustain you on this, Christ, we ought to go home.
What I think...
That's what I've been telling your people.
I think there's two things that you ought to really point out, and that is this. The president says that he's willing to up this... in federal to grade 11, federal level 12, 20,000 to 30. He says he's willing to work out a problem here on the annuitants that he's working the attorney general. He says that get this back, give him a good bill, he'll sign it. Now, there's no use of us fighting back and forth about this, and I don't think any congressman between now and November would want to come in here with a big pay increase or want to come in here with a big 40,000 increase if something could be worked out that would be satisfactory to everybody. And I just think it ought to go to the committee and let it be worked on.
Exactly.
Now, that's about the thing.
That's the argument.
And say he says he'll sign a bill, and he says he'll work out a bill. But the Senate added all this stuff that the damn Senate did without even debating it.
Exactly.
And they didn't have any debate, and it applies to 2.5 million, and it increases from the 20,000 we got now to 40,000. And that makes a hell of a thing. Now, he's willing to go to 30.
Yeah.
But let's get it in the committee where we can work on it. Now, Jerry says he'll support that, and he says if you'll get with him early in the morning, he'll tell all of his people and try to get them lined up to do it.
Right.
So I'll get Joe Califano, get you a speech there by 10 o'clock in the morning, and you'll have the veto message. And I would take the tack that the president's not arbitrary. He's willing to work out something. His veto message says that.
It'll be there by midnight, won't it?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Well, we'll do it.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. President.